Angela Sloan is an investment advisor and representative of Sloan Financial Group, LLC. Investment and advisory services are offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC. MAS is a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. MAS and Sloan Financial are not affiliated companies.
It's time for The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan of Sloan Financial Group. This is the show for you. If you're a retiree or approaching retirement and you want to make sure your financial plan has a solid foundation, get ready to learn how to design your own retirement blueprint. Here's Angela.
Hello, everyone. This is Angela Sloan, the Retirement Architect. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. As my regular listeners know, one of the things I like to talk a lot about is getting you to retirement successfully. So today I wanted to cover some topics like financial security and maybe some unique challenges that some of you may be facing. And, you know, we always take some calls or some emails from listeners to answer some questions. And I want all of you to be aware that your call to action to call us if you have a question. So don't just leave it to everybody else to call in. It's also up to you to call in when you have questions. So let's get started on financial security. What does financial security mean? It's different things to different people. But for nearly everyone, you need to define your own definition of security and what's the most important part of your retirement plan. So I'll tell you some of the common things I hear day in and day out. This one is a real biggie, and I know it is for me in my case, is that I hear people say, I don't want to be a burden on my kids regardless of my health situation. And I've said that over and over. You guys have heard me talk about the situation with my mother. She lives with me, totally my financial responsibility. My dad died when he was 52 years old, so of course the money's long gone. And she has a very long-term illness, a very slow illness, and she can no longer live by herself. I've had her now for about 20 years. I do not want to do that to my kids, and I've told my kids I will not do this to you. And you know what that takes is planning. You know, nobody plans to be there, but people do wind up there because they failed to plan. And guess what? No plan at all is a plan. You're planning to fail is what you're doing. So you need to be thinking through your health situation. And guys, everybody's health is different. You know, everybody's predisposed to different inherited illnesses and whatnot. You know, you need to be asking yourself, does Alzheimer's run in your family? Does heart disease run in your family? What's your lifestyle? What are the odds that you could wind up being a burden on your children, whether you want to or not? So I'm telling you, you need to have a plan in place. And sometimes it does involve insurance and sometimes it doesn't, because quite frankly, long-term care insurance is pretty hard to get and it's very expensive. But if you don't want to be a burden on your kids, regardless of your health situation, you better be planning it now, because at the time of need is not the time to be planning. That's when you're making decisions out of desperation. And those usually are not good decisions, and you usually don't have a whole lot of choice in the matter. Another one that I hear is that I want to be sure that I never run out of money. Well, none of us wants to run out of money, but yet it does happen. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in some situations where people do run out of money. I was just talking to one of my employees who was talking about one of her friends who had to move her mom and dad here from somewhere up north. And shortly after they got here, the dad died. And they were already pretty tight on money. Well, when dad died, guess what? There went a Social Security check. There went half their income. So, you know, you don't want to ever run out of money, but do you have a plan in place to make sure that that does not happen? And believe me, it does take planning. Remember what I said? You may not be planning to run out of money, but if you don't have a plan, actually you are planning to run out of money. You're throwing the dice. Another one that I hear is that, you know, once I retire, it's okay for me to be able to work part-time if I want to, but I don't want to work part-time because I have to. And you know, there's a big difference in if you're doing something for the enjoyment of it or if you're doing something because you just have to do it. You know, if you're doing it because you enjoy it, it's not a burden. But if you're doing it because you have to, it's a chore and a burden. Taking time to do the proper planning now. And it's never too soon, okay? Never too soon, and I would say you don't want to be too late. But you need to start planning at least 5 to 10 years out would be the ideal before your retirement. You know, please, if you say, oh, well, you know, I only have 2 years to retirement, it's not too late. Let's go ahead and start getting this stuff planned. You know, I don't care how close you are to retirement. You need to get as many of these issues resolved as possible. Another one that I hear is that, regardless of what my need is, whether it's a knee replacement or the car needs a new transmission, I don't want those kind of things that pop up to prevent me from being able to dote on my grandkids and take vacations and do the things that I want to do. And you know, you have to plan for those. Whenever I'm working on a plan, I put in there buying a car at least every 10 years until age 80. You know, these are things that you need to be thinking about. Refrigerators break down. Dishwashers have to be replaced. Roofs have to be replaced. How are you going to handle those when they come up? Because it is going to come up. So you don't want those little surprises to be big surprises because you didn't plan for them. Another one I hear is that I just don't like to see this account jumping up and down. It drives me crazy. You have people who watch that stock market every single day, and the closer they get to retirement or if they are in retirement, that jumping up and down really bothers them because they're depending on that for income. And folks, these are things that you need to be resolving now. How are you going to handle that when you retire? If you're not already retired, if you are already retired, how do you handle that now? So these are issues that you need to be trying to resolve now, not later, now. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some unique challenges that you may be facing and how to handle some of those challenges. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. You're probably paying too much personal income tax. Tax Law Solutions has helped business owners permanently reduce personal income taxes by 20 to 40%. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net.
You're listening to The Retirement Architect. Here's Angela Sloan.
Hello, listeners, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Angela Sloan, your retirement architect. I told you when we came back we were going to talk about some unique challenges, and when I sit down to create a customized retirement plan for anybody, it can mean addressing some very unique challenges. So I wanted to go into some of the more common ones because some of those might fit some of you out there in listening land. And, you know, one that I see more and more is an age gap where you have one spouse is significantly older than the other. You've got to understand, when you have that situation, that means your retirement money has to last a lot longer. So if you have one spouse that's 10 years older than the other one, I have to make that retirement money last 10 years longer than normal, because I have to base it on the younger spouse's age as to how long that money's got to last. It has to last as long as either of you are living. So that can be a very unique challenge. Another one is that sometimes I have people walk in and say, look, I just can't take this anymore. I'm just going to go ahead and retire. I can't do it anymore. They're maybe 59 and a half. And I said, look, I'm 59 and a half. I can't do it anymore. And I'm giving them a deer in the headlight looks, because our plan was for them to work until 65 or 66. And now they've laid it on me. They want to walk out 5 or 6 years earlier. That's a unique challenge. We have to sit down and make sure that money can last, make sure that they've got enough in savings or 401k, whatever. Where is this income going to come from? Because the day they walk off that job, the first thought that goes galloping through their head is, oh my gosh, where's that direct deposit coming from? And you have to know the answer to that before you walk off that job. And I actually had somebody walk in here and say, I quit my job today. I got mad. I quit. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted, because they were nowhere near ready for retirement. So now this challenge is laid in my lap. I've got to tell them how to make this money last. She flew off the handle, she quit her job, and now it becomes my problem. So folks, don't do that. Please don't do that. Another one is when you have somebody walk in and they have a lack of liquidity. You know, I have clients that have a lot of real estate. And you know how rental income is. It's here today, not there tomorrow. You know, it's here today, and then some big repair takes a whole year's worth of rental income tomorrow. You also run into situations where somebody is getting older, and they're not able to take care of that rental property and do all the things that they used to do themselves. Now they're having to hire it out. And I have one couple in particular. He's in his mid-80s. She's in her late 70s. And if he dies, there is no way she can take care of that rental property the way he did. Well, guess what? A few months ago, he had a stroke. Now he can't take care of it either. Fortunately, I had talked to them about liquidating the properties, and he had sold three of them prior to his stroke. But now they're trying to sell the others, and they're trying to make quick sales to get rid of it, which means they're probably not going to get the best price that they could get if they were able to do the fix up and, you know, get them ready to sell. So these are things you want to examine now. Being a landlord later in life is not a good thing. You know, you're listening to somebody who's up to her eyeballs in real estate, and guess what? When I started seeing this happen with clients, I started getting rid of all the residential rentals. I do not want to be a landlord during my retirement. So you want to make sure you have enough liquidity to retire. Another situation that I run into from time to time is you have a husband and wife and they keep their money separate. That's not unusual if you have a blended family or a couple that married later in life and she had kids with her first husband who died and he had kids with his first wife who died and then they get married and now they're keeping their finances separate. That's not unusual. And every one of those situations is going to be a little bit unique. I'm of the belief that they should take care of each other. And then, of course, you know, they want to leave what their first spouse had earned and left. Of course, they want their kids to have that. But they do need to make sure that there's a roof over each other's head, whether it's through a trust, you know, that says this person can live in the house until they remarry or die, whatever. And then the house goes to the kids. But these are some unique conversations that we need to have and some unique decisions that need to be made when that happens. You know, another instance is, you know, when there's a divorce, when you're in your 40s or 50s, or I've even had one lady who was 80 years old who went through a divorce. And when that happens, it can devastate you financially. If you're already in retirement going through a divorce and you have to separate your retirement funds and you have to divide those up and then you're used to living on both Social Security checks and one of those is gone and pensions and et cetera. Or if you're in your 50s and you're going through a divorce and now you're having to divide up your retirement money, that can be devastating. And that's when you really need somebody to bounce things off of. You need to make sure that you've got proper planning because you're going to have some making up to do. Those are some of the more common unique challenges, and I challenge you, if I've named something here that fits you, give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. There are solutions to these problems, and it's not a cookie-cutter answer. It's going to be a different solution for everybody that walks through the door because everybody's situation is unique. And even though these challenges happen often, each challenge is a unique challenge because you're unique and your situation's unique. So don't go away. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to go over some questions from callers. So don't go away.
Attention, business owners. Permanently and dramatically reduce your personal income taxes by 20 to 40% this year and for years to come. In America, there are two tax systems, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Both are legal. Call Tax Law Solutions today to find out if you're paying too much. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net.
American architect Frank Lloyd Wright was famous for his ability to seamlessly blend natural and man-made environments together. Keep listening to Angela Sloan, your retirement architect, to see how she seamlessly blends your retirement plan with the unique needs of your lifestyle.
And welcome back. This is Angela Sloan, your retirement architect. And we want to spend a few minutes going over some questions that we got a couple over the internet and one call in. Leanne in Belmont said that she's heard different theories about the idea of using life insurance as an investment. What's my take on it? Well, Leanne, I can tell you that I have used this strategy myself. I joke and say I buy this stuff like women buy shoes. If it's structured correctly, it can be a wonderful tool to use, and I do use it often, but the key word there is structured properly. And being a tax person, I am all about the tax-free income, And I do know how to structure these. But I have seen them where they were not structured properly. So if you are currently participating in one of those or you're thinking about it, give me a call, because I'm telling you, I do this majorly myself in my own portfolio. And I know how to structure these, and I know what I'm looking at when I look at one of them. So if you want another opinion, just give me a call. It's 803-222-2892. Then we're going to go to Fort Mill. So Angie in Fort Mill said that she hasn't found a long-term care policy that I like. Are all of them this expensive? Yes, long-term care policies are expensive. As for what I prefer to use a hybrid plan. The hybrid is a combination of life insurance and long-term care. It actually takes on the life of what you need it to. If you have just a traditional long-term care policy and you don't need it, in other words, you drop dead of a heart attack or you get hit by a truck, you die of something quick, then you've just wasted the money. If you do one of the hybrid plans and you don't need the long-term care component, then it pays out tax-free to your family. So you know that somehow, some way, your family's going to get the use of the money that you spent. However, it does not participate in the state plan as far as preserving assets, you know, as far as exempting assets from Medicaid. So it's a unique question. There are times to use pure long-term care insurance, and there's times to use the hybrid products. Again, it's very important that you have somebody that knows what they're talking about help you design this. So please give us a call. It's 803-222-2892. And what I have found when it comes to the long-term care planning, a lot of people get confused, they get wrapped around the axle, and they put it on the back burner, and it doesn't get done. That's the worst thing you can do. Remember, when you're not planning, you actually are planning. You're planning to fail. So please don't do that. Jay in Charlotte says that ever since I retired, I've had a really hard time spending money, and there's something about not having a paycheck that makes me nervous. Do I need a shrink? Well, Jay, no, you don't. It's the personality type, once a saver, always a saver. And I see both extremes, okay? I see a lot of people, they retire and they think, oh my gosh, I can't spend money. And I'm sitting there telling them to spend money. And I think what a lot of the hesitation is that they don't see how it's all going to pan out. And I think when you see that plan in place and you can see year by year on a spreadsheet where that income is going to come from, how it's going to increase, the impact of inflation on your living expenses, and you see, wow, I can spend money. Then it puts you at relief. You're just, wow, I'm going to be okay. And you feel a little better about spending money. And I like to see people doing all the things they said they wanted to do when they retire. So I tell my clients, think about when you were working, you said, when I retire, we're going to do what? We're going to take a trip to where? What is that thing? What's the end of that what? You're going to do what when you retire? Because those are the things you need to be doing. You need to be traveling. You need to be having fun, kicking up your heels, because the day's going to come when one of a couple or maybe both won't be able to because of your health. And I think it's really sad when that happens and you haven't done the things that you dreamed about doing. But it does put you at peace and at ease when you see that you really do have enough money to do those things. So I again challenge you, give me a call. If you can see that on a plan, it will ease your mind. It's 803-222-2892. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to tackle another topic on the 401ks and 401k rollovers. So don't go away. If I've touched on anything that you feel like you need to sit down and talk with us about, give us a call, 803-222-2892. Be back in a moment.
Planning for retirement shouldn't be a mystery. At Sloan Financial Group, Angela Sloan and her team take pride in looking after your best interests. They strive to educate you about the financial world and want to build a solid foundation for your financial plan. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Angela Sloan, the Retirement Architect. As I told you, we were going to come back and talk a little bit about 401k rollovers. Hopefully, when we went through the retirement planning myths, you got some food for thought out of some of that, and hopefully helped you with the situation that you might be dealing with in your own life. And as with the 401ks, most of us have them, and we want to talk about the importance of not leaving that 401k with your old company when you're no longer work there. So, you know, the main benefits of rolling an old 401k into an IRA, and I remember I said into an IRA, I didn't say into another 401k with another employer, which I'll come back to. But the main benefits of rolling that 401k into that IRA is, one, you have more investment choices. As long as that money is in a 401k, whether it's a former employer or the current employer, you're limited on your investment choices. The only things you have to choose from is what they allow within that plan. Also, it gives you the ability to work with an advisor. And I know some 401k plans have, you know, your financial engines and, you know, you can pay a pretty hefty fee to use their software. But that is really not conforming an income plan and a retirement plan to you individually. So you need the ability to be able to work with an advisor so that regardless of your age, you have a plan in place for this is what we're going to do when we retire. This is where our income is going to come from. This is how much we need to grow. This is how much we need to save each pay period in order to get to that point. Do you know the answers to those questions? And it eliminates the hidden fees found in the 401k. And most people don't realize there are a lot of hidden fees within a 401k. So it eliminates that. Also, some 401ks, if you die, will automatically pay a lump sum without warning to a beneficiary. They get a check in hand, they withheld 20%, which they're required by law to do, and all of a sudden the beneficiary gets this huge check. You may not want that to happen. So if it's in an IRA, you name the beneficiary has choices. So you don't ever leave a 401k with a former employer. You want to get that money under your thumb as soon as you can. And that doesn't mean rolling it into a 401k with a current employer. You get it under your thumb, okay, not another employer's thumb. And you say, okay, so if I roll it into an IRA, what are the tax implications? There are none. It's a rollover. So you're rolling it from a 401k to an IRA. Therefore, there is no tax implications. Now, if you just do a withdrawal from that 401k, they are required by law to withhold 20%. You do have 60 days to get it into an IRA, but you can only do that once a year, and they've withheld the 20%. So you either have to make that 20% up out of pocket, or that 20% is going on your tax return, and if you're under 59 and a half, you also have a 10% penalty on that 20%. So you don't want to just make a withdrawal from that 401k. There will be tax implications. If you roll it into an IRA directly from the 401k to the IRA, then there's no tax implications for doing it. So you ask, what options do people have for rolling over their 401k if they're still working for the company? It depends on your company's plan. Some companies, and especially your larger employers, will allow for an in-service transfer. Usually you can find out that amount if you log into your 401k. It'll tell you how much is available for an in-service transfer while you're still working for the company. If it doesn't give you that amount, you can call the plan and they can give it to you on the phone. Some plans do not allow that at all. Most all plans, as far as a 401k, not 403b, okay, 401ks, will allow you to transfer the whole thing once you turn 59 and a half. You can still contribute to the plan, but if you wanted to move your funds out of that 401k and you're 59 and a half, most 401ks will allow you to do that. So if you're still working for the company, there's a chance that you could still get the money under your thumb. Again, it's very important that you work with someone who knows how to do this. So don't go off half-cocked and do this on your own and then make a mess, because once you do that, it can't be undone. And you ask, well, gee, how do you determine what kind of investment you should be rolling that 401k into when you make this transfer? Again, it depends on your situation. How close are you to retirement? How many years do you have until you retire? How much growth are you going to need? How much income are you going to need in retirement? Have you allowed for inflation? How much are you currently putting in your 401k? Are you married? Do you still have kids in college? The list goes on and on. Everybody's situation is different. So there's no canned answer for where am I supposed to put it. You need to sit down with somebody who knows what they're doing, who can give you that retirement plan, who can lay it out and give you the reasons why you need to do that. And if this applies to you, please give us a call, 803-222-2892. I'll be glad to sit down with you and help you, you know, walk through these decisions. Sometimes just talking through it with somebody, just having somebody to bounce it off of, you can come up with your own conclusions sometimes. So I like to just sit down, have the conversation. Usually it's more than one conversation. And by the way, you've worked your entire life, however long that might be, to save this money. You shouldn't be deciding what to do with it in an hour, okay? You want to make sure that you do the right thing. And it's important that you have a professional involved that knows how to do this. Again, give us a call, 803-222-2892. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the average income for older people. And this will be a real eye-opener. It's a topic that I could talk a long time about, but I've been told I'm limited, so I'm not going to talk as long as I'd like to. So don't go away. When we come back, we're going to talk about the average income of older people.
Planning for retirement shouldn't be a mystery. At Sloan Financial Group, Angela Sloan and her team take pride in looking after your best interests. They strive to educate you about the financial world and want to build a solid foundation for your financial plan. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
I need an architect who's as good as I was.
I've got somebody better.
Yep, we do have somebody better. The best retirement architect around. Her name is Angela Sloan. Let's get back to the show.
And hello, this is Angela Sloan, your retirement architect. Back to cover that topic of the average income for older people. You see, the average income for people between age 65 and 70, $42,000 a year. But the average income for people over the age of 80 is only about $20,000 a year. So I want you to stop and think about that. And I want you to just think, what is that telling you? You see, too many people haven't done a very good job of accounting for that longevity risk. We're living longer than we've ever lived, which is good news. But the bad news is that we're living longer than we've ever lived. And remember when we first started, I was talking about an employee whose friend moved her parents down here because money was really tight for them. And then the dad died, and now it's just the mom. Well, guess what? Her income was cut in half when he died. They didn't plan on that. None of them stopped to think, when one of them die, the other one's going to be left with half of the income. You know, another problem is that a lot of people are having they haven't significantly trimmed their lifestyles to accommodate for their smaller incomes as they age and they start running out of money. So they just live until the money runs out, and then there's this huge train wreck of, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? So what happens between 65 and 70, usually both are still living, so they have that $42,000 a year on average. And then by the time they turn 80, one of that couple has died. And now they're only living on $20,000 a year on average. And for those of you who made that comment, I don't want to be a burden on my children, guess what? If you don't plan this out, if you don't plan that longevity risk, you probably will wind up being a burden on your family. And that's just statistics. You see, people over the age of 65 generate income from several different ways. 37% of their income comes from Social Security. People are working longer. So they're working past age 65 now. So 30% is generated from their jobs. And pensions make up about 19%. Now, we know pensions are going away. So, you know, you don't see pensions very much anymore. Only 11% is actually coming from their savings and investments. So you see the burden that this is putting on the Social Security system. And we know that this can't keep going the way it's going as we baby boomers age and more of us hit that system. So, folks, I'm telling you, don't put off the planning. You have to plan for longevity risk. You have to plan for inflation, which means you have to plan for an increasing income as you age. Otherwise, you will be a burden on your family. You will start running out of money, and you will have to slow up your spending. You're going to have to cut back on your lifestyle. And I hate to see people do that when they hit retirement, when you've worked your fanny off your entire life so that you can retire comfortably. And then you find out that's not going to be enough. So folks, be realistic. Stop and think about these things that we've talked about today. And I challenge you, give me a call if any of this has hit the nail on the head with your situation. It's 803-222-2892. And I want to thank all of you out there in Radio Land for listening today. Please let us know if there's anything we can do to help.